Botanists know all about plants, whether they're working in a forest or on a farm, but they can also identify plant matter after it's begun digesting. It turns out that can be a pretty useful skill in solving murder cases. That's a topic on this week's Criminal Podcast. It's recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge is the host. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Happy to do it.
How does botany fit into a crime scene investigation?
Well, there are a lot of ways in which one could use botany to help solve crimes, but in this episode, we're looking at the way in which plants and food can be used to solve crime. I spoke with a forensic botanist named Jane Bach, and she looks through the contents of a victim's stomach and sees what's inside. She says it's like an evidence locker.
It's interesting because there's a valve that leads from the stomach to the small intestine. And that valve snaps shut at death.
So a botanist could analyze my last meal?
Well, maybe not everything that you ate, but if it has anything to do with plant material, those cells can be analyzed and broken down.
And the trick is with meats, you might say, oh, well, they had a big steak. And not if it's been in the stomach very long. It just turns to gush because they don't have cell walls.
Proteins break down, but the cell walls of plants remain visible under a microscope.
They're just beautiful to look at. They're like little sculptures.
What can looking at stomach contents tell you about a crime?
It can not only tell scientists what the victim ate for the last meal, but it can also tell them when they actually ate it. Jane Bach and her assistants study the effects of digestion on plant matter by actually chewing up various foods and studying them under a microscope. And the timing of this person's last meal can actually prove that someone had an alibi or not. In this week's episode, we hear how stomach contents got some suspects locked up and also how they've exonerated others.
I've heard of DNA testing and toxicology in criminal investigations, but not botany. Is this a common specialty?
No, not at all. Jane Bach says that there are not many departments that consult botanists. Quantico, the FBI, doesn't actually have a botanist on staff, but she says that's a big problem because this is one of the simplest and cheapest ways to gather evidence.
And I see them do things where they have a serious lapse of the treating of a crime scene or even of the victims when they ignore botany.
You can hear more about cases that were solved by studying what the victims ate on this week's Criminal Podcast. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge is the host. Thanks for talking with me, Phoebe.
Thanks, Eric.